Good morning. Welcome to the Rancho Marietta Community Service District Personnel Committee special meeting, mainly because Director Janko's here. So item for discussion is update on Director of Operations job description. Do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first, Mimi?
I can give you an update on that. The job description included language indicating that a GED and high school equivalency were adequate, and Director Booth requested that we clarify that a bachelor's degree was required, but that experience could be substituted for that education requirement. So we've made changes to the language to that effect.
Understood. Director Pohl and I understood that the flexibility was already in there, and the one director wanted more clarity, and so that's reason I recommended to the board we just pull it, bring it back to personnel, update it. We did have a young lady at the board meeting state that it should be a master's or higher. This community deserves nothing but the best. And while I concur with that, the problem is historically our pay, benefits, commute, and everything associated with it. So while it is always a striving goal, I don't know whether it's this job description or anything, if local government ever really achieves the best. But that is a sentiment of at least one resident. But with that said, so if we had somebody that, say, didn't have the educational requirements, could we put a process or I'll say incentive, lack of better words, in place to assist the continuing ed portion? Because if we have a candidate that has the KSAs, knowledge, skills, and abilities, but maybe doesn't have the degree behind the name, is there a way we could add something like that to the process?
Are you referencing perhaps the water certifications rather than just a basic college degree, or?
Yeah, I think maybe a combination of both.
Okay.
I would just have the flexibility there, because again, at the end of the day, sitting where I sit, which is usually in left field, I don't necessarily want a degree, I want the KSAs, knowledge, skills, and abilities of the individual. But with that said, if there's some type of process, and I don't know if it stays at the GM level or if it needs to be put in there, that we can have a statement that says we're going to continue to work, and if it's certifications or what have you, it's in the job description.
Like additional qualifying experience may be substituted for the required education on a yearly basis.
Right, so that's there, but I don't know if we already have a program in place that incentivizes additional education, training, certificates, then I'm fine with that. And if it's at the GM level, again, I'm fine with that. If we need to put it in this job description, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I don't know if it would go in the job description, but it sounds like an authority that you could delegate to the GM to be able to work with potential applicants to ensure that they had the supporting certifications in education in addition to those necessary KSAs. Just to expand, you know, the pool and to make it, you know, more likely that we get the best candidates. So I think that is an appropriate thing for you to designate as the personnel committee.
And none of this was my idea, it was all Director Janko, so I don't know if he wants to expand on it.
I'd like to expand on KSA. I learn something new every day. KSAs. Who knew? KSAs. Everybody's on board except me. KSAs.
Knowledge, skills, and abilities.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I got
that part. Which I have none of. So that's why I can remember it. I don't want to muddy up the job description, but I know historically at local government, when besides entry level comes in, there has been and always will be a promotional process, or in this case maybe even a hiring process, that just outlines the advancement of needed certificates or education, and it's put in place. So I don't know if that authority lies with the GM, but if you understand what I'm saying, because I don't, I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think the GM's authority comes from the board members, and so if the personnel committee is suggesting that the GM has flexibility to consider candidates that might be on a path towards compliance with the required education and certifications, that you're okay with that. Is that a good restatement?
That's a better way of saying what I said, yes.
Okay.
So, not hearing anything from the public on this, or my counterpart, I would suggest that be part of the process moving forward then.
Okay, great.
And then the updated language, you believe, meets the intent of the other director on what he wanted. Again, I thought the flexibility was there, so did Director Poole, but that's fine. If the new language, which I'm looking at, meets it, then I think we're done with this topic.
Just to be clear, though, we haven't changed anything. We changed the words, but really the qualifications haven't changed. We just put one on top of the other. You can have the education, or you can have the experience, or you can have the experience or the education. We didn't, by making the wordage change, we didn't really change anything, did we?
Correct. It merely restates it so that it's clearer that experience is valued as much as the education, I'd say. Whereas before it was the education requirement was not very high. It was high school, but the job description was restated to show that the university level degree was required unless there is, you know, that additional year-for-year experience as a as a replacement. So I think it's fairly equivalent. It's just reframed in a way that indicates that the degree is, you know, preference, but experience is accepted as a replacement alternative.
So we move this back to the board?
Yeah, I was going to say we just update it, put it on the agenda as an action item, and then we'll move with our recommendation for the updated language and be on the board meeting 21st or so, something like that.
And we moved the final filing date given this change, and I think it's August 19th, which is a couple days before the board meeting. But if the board meeting, you know, results in any different action, we could extend again.
Okay.
So this
if needed.
This has been out there for a while, right? Have we had any interest?
Yes, we have several applicants.
Good.
I'm good, Director Janko.
Good.
Okay, we're good with this. I'm not seeing any public comment. So I'll move to item four, director staff comments. Director Janko?
I have none.
I have one, and I'm not sure kind of where it goes. I know we're looking for patrol officers. My suggestion, and it was brought to me the other week, that potentially we look at community service officer as a title and potential job description, and that might open up our pool of candidates. And what I mean by that is, if we have younger folks that law enforcement is the goal, saying you're a CSD security officer or patrol officer, I don't know if that captures what we do or experience-wise, as opposed to a community service officer. That's usually, and I'll pick on local government cities specifically, that's their entry level into law enforcement. So I don't know if that's even applicable to what we do, but I would ask that we kind of look at that to see if those job descriptions, because that would open up a whole different avenue of access to applicants. And again, I'll go to the city of Rancho Cordova. We've got a relationship with the sheriffs, their contract agency to them. Is that something that could fall into that? I don't know. But I'm just throwing that to staff. Other than that, just thank you to staff at all levels. That's all I have. With that, go ahead.
May I comment just on that idea of the community service officers?
I
think you're right that is a very good recharacterization of the position. The patrol officer, as it's currently specified in the job description, includes the requirement that they be certified with firearms and have their own firearm, which I think is a restricting factor for that candidate of that pool of candidates. So the community service officer, I think, would not have that element of the job duties to have a firearm. Is that acceptable to the board?
Well, I think it's I understand what you're saying. Maybe it's twofold. One, the term shall was removed and put may in the job description a couple years ago for patrol officers. So it's not a mandatory. However, that's been kind of the standard. I think moving forward, I don't know what security looks like, just the long range funding, all those other things. But again, to me, this might be an access of more individuals as a resume builder, as opposed to what it looks like on a resume trying to further someone's career in law enforcement, if that makes sense. And this, at the end of the day, may not even work. And so I'm just throwing that out there. Is it a practical solution?
Okay. Well, we can take a stab at preparing a community service officer job description and bring it back to the committee for consideration in the next month or so.
Yeah, I wouldn't move do it within the time frame, staff, et cetera, et cetera. I would reach out to folks like Mel and get his kind of thoughts on that and input. And again, it might be a solution, but it might be more of a headache than not. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And then I probably wouldn't use the term "take a stab at it" while we're talking about security, if you don't mind, just as a point of reference.
Okay.
And we'll cut that portion out of the.
Yes.
Of the.
Understood.
Committee.
Okay.
That's all I have. So I'm gonna close the personnel committee meeting and give you a few minutes before your 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you.